Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Well, with 2:34 to go in that first half, the Warriors with Porzingis in the locker room now with a lower back strain. He had to leave, adding to their list of injuries. The Warriors were down 149-48. And from that point to the 4:07 mark of the third quarter, the Warriors were outscored 28-11. Multiple turnovers. The Warriors missed four shots to start the second half in the first minute five of the second half. And at that point, Golden State down 77-59. And that was basically the game. That was it. The Warriors are razor thin with personnel. They have to play letter perfect right now without Stephen Curry and Jimmy Butler. And that's a hard thing to do night in and night out in this league, especially when you're playing a team, even though Detroit down Cade Cunningham and Isaiah Stewart, two very, obviously Cunningham's a star, and Stewart, a very good rotation player, a player that many teams would love to have on their roster. And so, but even with that, they had more capable bodies, more healthy bodies than the Warriors, and their length, their athleticism, their physicality wore the Warriors down and forced them into a season-high 26 turnovers tonight. And the game just got away from Golden State from late first half to mid-third quarter. That was it. The Pistons coasted the rest of the way, paced by 22 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds by Danis Jenkins, 23 for Durin. The Warriors had no answer for Jalen Durin tonight, and they really didn't have anybody to match up with him. 23 points and 6 rebounds for Durin, and 15 off the bench for Paul Reed. So between their two big men, they've scored a total of 38 points and pulled down 12 rebounds. Golden State, once again, put a balanced scoring attack, 6 players in double figures. Pajemski, the leader, with 15 on 5 of 14 shooting. And then it was 14 points for Gary Payton II, 14 for De'Anthony Melton. 9 of those were right at the start of the game. 13 for Guy Santos and 11 for Will Richard coming off the bench. He got a couple of buckets late in the game to kind of add to that. But tomorrow the Warriors are going to have to find a way, maybe try to get a healthy body, hopefully maybe Poster, or if Porzingis is okay to go tomorrow night against one of his former teams. In fact, 5 of the 6 games on this trip will feature former teams for Kristaps Porzingis. We'll see what Golden State is going to be able to muster together for tomorrow night's game. Steve Kerr, I'm sure, will have some things to say about tonight's game, and he'll do that on his post-game press conference. I believe Mark Grandy is going to be hosting the Warriors wrap on 95.7 The Game, our flagship station in the Bay Area, and, of course, the Golden State Warriors. So Warriors losing tonight, not really a great deal to talk about in this one because of the way the game turned out, the roster, the turnovers, and certainly the matchups were not in their favor, especially when Porzingis left the floor. They just didn't have any size to battle against Detroit tonight.